Dr. N.K. Arora, chairman of the COVID working group. Dr. Arora, good to have you again on the show, sir.
Thank you very much.
I would like to start by congratulating you, Dr. Arora. This is definitely a moment of great celebration. Nobody can deny this. But celebration with a certain degree of caution, that we don't end up celebrating too soon. We have achieved a great deal, but there is a next billion. So I would like to first ask you, what according to you are the immediate 3 or 4 or 5 big challenges or big learnings over the past 10 months?
So the biggest issue was that right from day one, we knew that the vaccine is not available in unlimited amounts. And therefore, program had to be calibrated accordingly, and in a phased manner, the scale-up was done. Number two, that the COVID platform had initial hiccups, which took about 8 to 10 weeks. And gradually, so it is a very good example that while ship was moving, it was being repaired, modified, additions were being done. So that was the second thing. Third thing was that the how to expand infrastructure where the adults could be immunized. You remember we talked about, we started with 3,000 immunization centers. And we can go up to 100,000. You would remember that, that we can go up to 100,000.
Yes, I remember. You only said it. That we can go up to 1 lakh.
And 1 lakh immunization centers, and that is what our capacity is. And
but you know, Dr. Arora, I also remember back then, you also said that while a bulk of this will be from the government, you urge for greater private participation also, as far as these centers are concerned. You look at the COVID app and you will see that Your desire has not been fulfilled. Private participation is still low.
So you, I, and in fact, the other day also we talked about that we were expecting, but anyway, in fact, so far they have delivered about 5% of the vaccines. We were expecting around 20-25%, but that's fine.
But that's a huge gap.
But that also, that even that 5%, 10%, they started with around 10%, 7, and now it's around 5%. You will see today it's about 1,500, 2,000 immunization centers out of 63 or 64,000 sites. Mm-hmm. So private sector has been there, but private sector's role, I'm diverting a little bit, in patient management has been monumental. Mm-hmm. If they were not there, we would have really had difficulty. Public sector health care delivery system is, you know, that there are glitches, and private sector came at that time. So their participation and role is un. The other learning which we had was that there will be the possibility of vaccine hesitancy. I spoke about a very comprehensive 360 degree approach to handle vaccine hesitancy and a social mobilization campaign built on our previous 25, 30 years of experience with polio, measles, that was built up. And this time, the whole campaign is proactive, responsive rather than reactive. And you would, I'm sure, this social media scanning has shown, and I am sure you would also agree, that today fake news, misinformation, and those kind of issues are much less or uncommon, while they were very frequently seen in the first 6 to 8 weeks or 10 weeks. So, and but that does not take away our, that a guard cannot be built, that we are happy that it is vaccine eagerness and vaccine enthusiasm. Because as we approach the end line, the issues of those who are, who need a little more cajoling or who need a little more convincing will be required, and that is being done. The strategy has been scaled up in a way that sort of one-to-one marking is to be done. I must tell you, if you go to a village today, Asha knows exactly who are the people who are yet to be immunized, and she can take you to those 5 houses or 10 houses where a kind of a interpersonal communication at a very different level is being done. So the program is ready. I was I was listening to another issue you were talking to Dr. Balram Bhargav was about second dosers and the issue when are we going to
come. Yes, I was meaning to ask you that question.
Yes, so I was listening and I'm prepared to answer that.
Sure, please.
If you look at the previous 3 or 4 weeks, the second dosers have started overtaking first dosers. Even today, second dosers are more than first dosers. What is this phenomena? Primarily, the second dosers will now be coming up because those 88-90% of the vaccine is Covishield. And Covishield and real takeoff of the vaccination system took off in June sometime. So those who received in June, July, August, now is their turn to come into second doser because it is 3 to 4 months interval. Mm. So they will gradually come up and the possibility, because the most exciting part and the encouraging part we are seeing that there are 5-6 states, although small, have received 100% adult one dose. Mm. But there are at least 1/3 of the major states where 90% plus people have received one dose. Now, these are very encouraging points that those who have received one dose will now come for that. In addition, the program is also working to, on certain days, specific second dosers are invited that on such and such day, only second dosers will come. Hmm. That is to push. Another issue just now you showed, and I'm a little surprised you guys are not asking that question. Some 4 months ago or 5 months ago, the difference between male and female was 10%.
Yes.
Today is 2%.
Let's put that graphic
this
on.
This is a
Dr. Arora has just noticed what we are running. The difference between the male and female. Yes. Let's put that on the.
So screen. Yes. So that has been a proactively done because female specific centers were dropped. Because when you tell, it is very. It is very seriously noted down, and I can tell you, you have been doing a great job when you ask questions. And then another dimension has been that how do I reach 100% population by the end of the year? Hmm. You are pushing Balram Bhargav on that. So here I would tell you that at least one dose we should be able to give most of the adults by the end of the year, and within next 4 to 6 weeks, second dosers will also be given. Huh. Because that is, see, I must tell you, I told you that in June, July end, we will give 50 crore doses. It was somewhere in April or May, if you remember.
Correct.
We finished 50 crores on 7th of August. Hmm. In somewhere October, we had expected 100 crores because that was the supply side we knew about it. And then in the coming 3 months, we have arrangement for about 80, 90 crore doses. In fact, by January, we will have nearly 100 crore doses.
Okay.
So, doses is not a problem.
Can you, Dr. Arora, just give us the timeline? Because I think that will be very, very interesting. For instance, we have completed 1 billion in 10 months. What is the action plan and the supply issues? Have they been sorted for the next billion? How soon can we hit the next billion?
Yes. So, I think we should be able to do it within next 3 to 4 months, that second dose, because first dose, we have to see 77 or 80% have received the first dose. Hmm. So we are left with 20%, which is about 18-20 crore people.
Correct.
Which has to be given an additional one dose.
Yeah.
So we think that by the end of this year, everybody will get at least one dose, and there will be a few who will be left for second dose. And because that is what expected in another 4 to 6 weeks after December, we should be able to complete that because we are now planning how pediatric immunization is to be rolled out.
Hmm.
So before you ask that question, I thought I will take it up proactively that for pediatric immunization also, there are 4 vaccines in the offing.
Hmm.
There is Covaxin data available, Zycovid data available, and 2 more doses, Carbovax and Covavax, which are Serum Institute and Biological E. And these vaccines will be available somewhere a later part of December, so that somewhere in the first quarter of the next year, we should be ready to start immunizing our children, the most important asset, with the same gusto and intensity as the adults have.
You know, Dr. Arora, you have robbed me of an opportunity to ask 3 or 4 important questions, but I still have some arrows in my quiver for you. My question now for dose number 1, you mentioned that dose number 2, if you see the percentage, that has increased. factual, absolutely spot on. But don't you think that the dose one, the number of people taking the first dose actually coming down, is also a cause of worry, which means you're not adding more new people. You're only vaccinating those who are already vaccinated with the first dose.
Sanket, I have already answered this question. I said the last mile, the intensity of social mobilization will have to be increased.
Cajoling much more than what it has been.
Yes, and interpersonal communication. I've already tried to answer that. We know that we need to now mobilize who may be fence sitters, and they need to be talked about. Their concerns have to be taken care of, and so that they are mobilized. So there is this extra effort. It is already being planned, because last mile will always be. So once you cross 80% or so, then you have to do that extra effort, and that is being planned.
And you're saying that this will be done within the next 2 to 3 months, by the end of this year?
Yes. Yeah, because it's an ongoing process. These are the learnings we have done, that initial 6 to 8 weeks, it was expected that vaccine hesitancy is going to be there. Now we expect, we know that there will be some vaccine hesitancy. We need to work, change our gears and work in a manner so that these people, as I said, you go to a Asha, she will tell you who is unimmunized. You go to a urban area, a worker in the mohalla, he knows or she knows who is unimmunized at the moment. So that kind of micro planning, line listing and focused targeting is being done at this
Dr. Arora,
at the ground level, it's a very different game also.
Okay, Dr. Arora, my next question is on booster shots. Now, I was speaking to Dr. Paul yesterday, and he said that it may be happening in other countries, but in India, we do not have a comprehensive scientific study as of this moment to suggest that this is something which actually works or not. Now, what are you willing to learn from global experiments on giving booster shots and cocktail vaccination?
So I'll take you back. I will take you back to May this year, when we were discussing about interval between two doses. And I said context is very important. Same is true for boosters. The second wave was devastating, but it has done a good thing also for us, in a way that it is 67% seropositivity in June, but it appears that around 80% of the people had a natural infection during all this period. Now, those who have got a natural infection, two doses is like a double barrel protection cover. So therefore, the likelihood of a or a booster is very less in our country. Very unlikely, because once you get a natural infection, either between the doses, before the doses or after the doses, it provides like a booster by itself. And therefore, we have that advantage. Studies, notwithstanding that the studies, at least 3 or 4 studies are going on to look at the value of whether it really helps. That is one part. And the second is that examples of Israel or USA or UK, there you have seen that because those who had not received the vaccine, they are the one who were getting affected. And there was no natural infection. While here, whatever the dynamic, population dynamics, demographics, epidemiology is here, the virus has moved around in a way that a large proportion of us have been infected in an asymptomatic
manner.
Okay,
this is interesting. And that works to your advantage. That's an interesting assessment. All right, Dr. Arora, thank you very much for your time. Let's hope to interview you soon for the next billionth dose. Thank you very much.
I hope so. Thank you very much. Such a pleasure talking to you every time.